Montgomery, Alabama is the next place we come to a dead stop. Our series takes us to some of the nation's notable grave sites, and in Montgomery, we'll drop by Lincoln Cemetery. It was established in 1907 during an age of segregation as a place where African Americans would remain segregated even after death. Of course, Montgomery is the city where Rosa Parks refused to sit in the back of a bus, a landmark in the civil rights movement. Today, Lincoln Cemetery remains, though vandalism and neglect have led to open graves and missing bones. Alabama Public Radio's Maggie Martin reports on a modern-day struggle.
At most cemeteries, you hear sounds like these. Weed cutters and lawnmowers trimming grass around graves. But at Lincoln Cemetery, these are the sounds of progress. Volunteer Phyllis Armstrong wipes sweat from her face as she navigates the cemetery. She's been cleaning up Lincoln for a decade and knows its dark history.
When somebody would be buried here, they were burying people on top of people. See these two markers? They laid them up on this grave. So we're not sure which one of these spaces that person's in.
When Lincoln was built a century ago, it was designed for 700 graves. So far, volunteers have recorded more than nine times that amount, a total of 6,700 graves, some of which are actually under nearby roads. With no one in charge of the cemetery or keeping up with burial records, abuse, vandalism, and neglect became rampant. Grass and weeds grew 3 feet high. People picked apart old, crumbling graves, taking bones of the deceased. Philip Taunton heads the local group overseeing the cleanup.
It's immoral and it's unethical for anything like this to be taking place, especially here in the city of Montgomery.
City leaders agreed. 2 years ago, officials created an authority to restore the cemetery. Now, volunteers like Armstrong come out almost every day to cut grass, rake leaves, and pick up litter. But the problems underscore a darker part of Southern history. Leanne Wofford of the Alabama Historical Commission says Lincoln is a direct result of segregation.
What people don't understand is that also applied in death, not just at bus stations or restaurants or bathrooms, but in death also. So you have separate cemeteries for whites and blacks.
Wofford walks to the grave marker of a woman who was key in the civil rights movement. Aurelia Browder Coleman was a friend of Rosa Parks and was lead plaintiff in a historic court case. Browder versus Gale ended segregation of Montgomery City buses in 1956. But Browder's major contribution to the civil rights movement didn't keep her from segregation in death. Her marker was found leaning against a tree in Lincoln, and Wofford says no one even knows where she's buried.
So you have prominent people who are just forgotten, lost. Yeah. Where are they? You know, but they were so significant in what they did in overturning, you know, longstanding laws.
This fall, a judge in Montgomery is set to decide who owns Lincoln Cemetery. Until then, volunteers like Phyllis Armstrong will continue to clean and document graves and try to uncover the secrets that have been kept hidden for more than 100 years. For NPR News, I'm Aggie Martin.